So today I'm going to be exposing the two charts that I believe suggests that we are 37% of the way to hyper-Bitcoinization. Now, most people are going to say, Luke, you're crazy. Bitcoin adoption is less than 1% globally. And I would agree with that, but I think we are closer to hyper-Bitcoinization because of this chart right here. This chart is going to help us explain how we should be measuring Bitcoin adoption and just how quickly we should expect to see Bitcoin adoption in the future. Okay, so let's kind of have a talk about what this chart is talking about and what it is showing us. Okay, so it shows us two different curves on Bitcoin's adoption. So the first one is a store of value curve. Now, I think this curve is the most important to look about, but it's the one that nobody ever thinks about. Whenever we're talking about Bitcoin adoption, everybody's talking about the green line. Everybody's talking about the medium of exchange. Everybody's thinking, okay, where's Bitcoin adoption? How many of the normies do I know in the real world use Bitcoin to pay for a coffee or use Bitcoin to go down there and buy a car? This is how most people are thinking about adoption. And they're rightly pointing out the fact that Bitcoin adoption is incredibly low, okay? But that is not the adoption curve that matters, okay? I think the adoption curve that matters is the adoption curve on the left-hand side of this chart, the yellow line on this chart. That is Bitcoin as a store of value. And as you can see, I love this chart so much because it shows you the Bitcoin store of value adoption curve is going to be increasing and going through its steepest part of the growth before the medium of exchange. Now, I found some data on Twitter this week that kind of highlights, you know, maybe just maybe we are seeing a little bit of an acceleration in Bitcoin's store of value monetization curve. So again, I think this is the first chart we need to understand. And this is, you know, this is basic monetary history when you think about it. Everybody knows that for a money to be adopted by the world, it must first be a collectible and a store of value before it's a medium of exchange. Okay, so this is why I love this chart right here. Now, how do we actually measure Bitcoin's monetization curve? How do we track when we expect Bitcoin to go up the steepest part of its S curve? Okay, well, I think this second chart that I have prepped for you guys helps to explain us when we could be seeing some things that might be surprising some people. So this chart right here in the yellow, it's showing you the price of Bitcoin. 15 years of history. And then in the blue, it's showing us pretty, you know, something pretty interesting here. That's actually showing you the amount of Bitcoin on exchanges. So this actually relates to the 37% number that I included on the title and the thumbnail of today's video. If you actually have a look at the amount of Bitcoin sitting on exchanges for the lifetime of Bitcoin, we've been in two eras. Era one was between 2009 and 2020, we only saw the amount of Bitcoin on exchanges increase. This number topped out at around 3.2 million coins. Today, we have now entered era two of Bitcoins on exchanges. And today we're sitting, depending upon how you measure it and depending upon what metric you're using, it looks as if the number of Bitcoin on exchanges is, you know, somewhere around 2 million. This website here gives us 2.2 million Bitcoins on exchanges. So that means we've seen a decrease of about a million Bitcoin based upon this metric right here. And that is about what we've seen is 37% of all of the available Bitcoin on exchanges disappear over the past, you know, 4 years since we entered the second epoch or second era for Bitcoin. Okay. Now, where does that 37% number come into things? Well, I believe we're going to actually see the true price of Bitcoin or the true value of Bitcoin shortly after the amount of Bitcoin on exchanges disappears. And I believe that when there are no Bitcoin on exchanges, I believe we're going to see the real price of Bitcoin. And that is where I think we're going to actually begin to see Bitcoin climb up the steepest part of this store of value adoption curve that we have on this chart right here. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this today is because this week we saw some pretty interesting things. I do think we saw a little bit of an acceleration in, you know, this drainage of exchanges that I think is going on. We saw some interesting things on Binance. 44,000 Bitcoin were moved from Binance. Thought that was strange and interesting. I did see this chap here on Twitter tweet a lot about Binance and the supply suffocation that is going on right now. I think it's really interesting to have a look at what's happening, but it wasn't just one source talking about some really big buy pressure happening. Relay, they're a great Bitcoin app. They sell Bitcoin, but they just said they just had their biggest Bitcoin OTC trade in company history happen today. Guess how much it was? Now, I was scanning the comments to have a little bit of a look of, you know, how big the trade was. And I think it was a big trade, okay? As you can see, lots of people are guessing in the comments of this tweet, and it looks as if it's a massive trade. And I do find that interesting, considering the Bitcoin price is doing what it's doing right now. Obviously, the price has been, you know, consolidating sideways for a good, you know, 6 months now. You know, lots of people are scared. We continue to show you guys the data of, you know, all the whales, the banks, the ETF issuers, everybody who's been aggressively accumulating Bitcoin over the past 6 months. But again, I think it's really interesting that companies are seeing their biggest OTC trade at this stage in Bitcoin's market cycle after it's been going sideways for 6 months. And we're seeing some really interesting action of, you know, Bitcoin on exchanges. I thought today was a good time to talk about, you know, just when we may or may not see an acceleration in Bitcoin's monetization adoption curve. And I do think we're going to see this, you know, this hockey stick up the store value curve much quicker than most people think, because something else we need to consider when we're looking at the original curve that we started today's video on is there's $900 trillion of money in the world looking for a store of value, looking for a home, okay? But who controls all of that money? It's a very small handful of people. It's probably a couple of million people, to be honest with you guys, control the, you know, large majority of that $900 trillion. And I think now, for the first time in Bitcoin's life, we are beginning to see the people who control the majority of that $900 trillion of wealth finally pay attention to Bitcoin, okay? Earlier in the week, we did a video looking at the pension funds around the world who've been buying Bitcoin. Again, the ninth largest pension fund in America and a top 20 pension fund in the world is buying Bitcoin. Korea's pension fund is buying Bitcoin. They're a big, big fund. Sovereign wealth funds are buying Bitcoin. We talked about the Norwegian and Swiss central banks buying shares of MicroStrategy. Again, we've got nation states like El Salvador mining Bitcoin. We've got nation states like Qatar and the Kingdom of Bhutan investing $1 billion into Bitcoin mining. We've got public corporations like Michael Saylor buying Bitcoin. We have multiple, actually. While I'm going on a little bit of this tangent, as you guys can see, there are multiple public companies all plowing capital into Bitcoin. DeFi Technology, Semler Scientific, Boya, Metaplanet. There's about six new ones this year, okay? So I don't think I need to really tell you guys. The big money, the people who matter, the people I just listed, they're getting into Bitcoin in a pretty big way over the past 24 months. We haven't even mentioned BlackRock. All of the world's largest asset managers are all FOMOing into Bitcoin. Morgan Stanley, Goldman Sachs, the multi-hundred billion dollar banks, they're all FOMOing into Bitcoin. Again, I think these are the people who matter for hyper-Bitcoinization. These are the people who are going to send Bitcoin up its store of value adoption curve much quicker than most people think. These are the people who matter, okay? In this tweet, I was a little bit provocative. I said, the masses don't matter. And the masses do not matter when it comes to Bitcoin's monetization adoption curve. Again, I've been talking about this for a very long time on the channel, but right now, my base case is that Bitcoin is going to be worth tens of millions of dollars per coin. Global Bitcoin adoption will be less than 5%, okay? When you're tracking Bitcoin adoption based upon how many of the masses you know own Bitcoin and use Bitcoin as a medium of exchange, that number is going to be tiny because it's the big boys that matter. It's the BlackRocks that matter. BlackRock is allocating to Bitcoin in its global bond portfolio fund, okay? How big is the debt market around the world? $400 trillion. What happens if 10% of that debt begins to become backed by Bitcoin? Just a portion of Bitcoin. I'm not saying 100% backed. Let's just say the US starts issuing treasury notes with a 1% Bitcoin backing. Would have sounded crazy if you hadn't mentioned that 6 months ago, but all of a sudden the probability of that happening, maybe it's 10x'd. We got RFK, Donald Trump, Cynthia Lummis, everyone talking about creating this strategic Bitcoin stockpile or Bitcoin reserve for America. Again, I think a lot of people aren't quite, you know, recalculating their probabilities of just how quickly we could see Bitcoin do something pretty funky and pretty crazy and pretty cool and really monetize much quicker than most people think, okay? Some people call me crazy, but again, guys, financial markets punish the majority of people. The majority of people, or the consensus of people right now, think Bitcoin's just going to, you know, waddle its way up to 200,000 this cycle, maybe 150,000. It's going to keep having these very predictable cycles of, you know, 70 to 80% drawdowns and then very diminishing returns in each bull market. I just don't think financial markets typically operate that way. I really don't think we're going to be seeing Bitcoin monetized that way, okay? I do think all of your models will be destroyed, including the power law model. We'll save the power law rant for another day. We're not going to be talking about the power law today. Something we are going to be talking about today is what the hell is going on with Twitter and Brazil and the whole firewall brigade that is going on today. Rexona says, salute from the great banana republic of Brazil, my man. Rexona is from Brazil. He's commonly, told us over the months here that he is from Brazil. So I hope you're doing well over there, Rexona. I'd be fascinated to learn more about what's actually happening on the ground in Brazil, but it's very scary. I know what a banana republic is feeling like all too well, being a former Australian. I'm very, very bullish today, McLove, my friend. I'm incredibly bullish today. I think most people are not internalizing these two charts right here. Most people simply do not understand that Bitcoin's monetization adoption curves is going to happen so much quicker than most people think. Most people are going to get caught blindsided. Most people are going to get caught with Bitcoin on exchanges. Oh, that's going to open up another rabbit hole about what I think could potentially happen to Bitcoin on exchanges in the event of something really crazy like this happening, okay? Again, I think everyone with Bitcoin on Coinbase should just be prepared for a 6102 event, because when Bitcoin does actually start flying up the steepest part of this store value curve that we're looking at right here, things are going to get wonky and things are going to get crazy, okay? Governments are going to start saying, holy shit, I need some of this Bitcoin. I really, really need some of this Bitcoin. How am I going to get it? You know, there's only 1.5 million Bitcoin left to mine today in 2024. That's going to be mined over the next 100 and how many years? 100 odd years, okay? Governments are going to say, okay, we can either confiscate Bitcoin off exchanges or we can try to hunt down the wealthy Bitcoiners in our territory. And again, that's not a 0% probability, ladies and gentlemen. There is a non-0% probability that large Western nation states will start coming for those with Bitcoin, okay? We already saw it early in the year with Roger Ver. Didn't he get thrown in jail for not paying taxes? Be prepared. Be prepared. Luke is not in Australia. I'm in Colombia right now. That's where I am. I'm hiding out here in Colombia. On my way to El Salvador next week, actually. So that will be fun. That will be fun. But again, something that won't be fun is being caught blindsided when Bitcoin does travel up the steepest part of its store value adoption curve. Like, most people know that Bitcoin is the most volatile asset in the world today. It's the best performing asset in the world today. But it's only at 1% global adoption. What happens if Bitcoin goes from 1% global adoption to 10% global adoption in the matter of a couple of years? Well, let's say it takes 15 years. Adoption is going to happen at 10 times a faster rate than what you've seen over the past 15 years. So again, things are going to get absolutely crazy. Things are going to get really, really crazy, okay? This is why I always encourage you guys to prepare your Bitcoin setup as if Bitcoin was worth 10 times more, okay? The world's going to be a crazier place if Bitcoin's worth 10 times more, which means you're going to have to protect your Bitcoin 10 times as well, okay? This is why I always encourage you guys to back up your Bitcoin private seed words on titanium, okay? So many people make the pivotal mistake of actually writing down their 12 words or their 24 words on pieces of paper, okay? You guys know pieces of paper are not fireproof, they're not floodproof, they're not lifeproof, they're not dogproof, they're not babyproof, okay? They are not Bitcoin proof, okay? This is why I always encourage you guys to get your hands on some of the sexy titanium plates that Stampscene make. Stampscene, you know, makes the industry standard when it comes to Bitcoin generational storage solutions. As you can see, the hammers that you can use to stamp your Bitcoin seeds into are super cool, super compact. There's videos of producer Pam using one of these hammers at the Bitcoin Prague conference, proving that if my tiny little 98-pound girlfriend can use the Stampseed hammers to stamp her private words into titanium, absolutely anyone can. So always encourage you guys, check out what Stampseed is doing. You can get 15% off absolutely anything you want to buy from Stampseed with that promo code linked down below. I believe it is Luke15, okay? So again, prepare. Bitcoin is going to be doing this quicker than most people believe it is going to happen. It is going to travel up that steepest part of its adoption curve so much quicker than most people think. And I just don't think a lot of people are prepared for, you know, what comes next and how that is all going to shake out. Okay. Another way, actually, this is an impromptu message, so to say, another way you can prepare for what I believe is going to be a pretty tumultuous next 10 years or so here in the 2020s, is obviously diversify yourself geographically. So most Bitcoiners are, you know, they have financial sovereignty, but they don't have geographical sovereignty over themselves. This is why I always encourage people, go on a holiday to El Salvador, go on a holiday to Colombia, Argentina, maybe not Brazil. We're going to be talking about Brazil in a video in about 5 minutes' time. And I don't encourage you to go to Brazil anymore because of the recent changes. But again, if you do want to go to El Salvador, come say g'day. I completely flopped what I was going to say. Come say g'day to me in El Salvador at Adopting Bitcoin. I don't think I've told you guys this before or not, but I will be speaking at Adopting Bitcoin. You will not be getting the AI version of Luke like you can see here. You're going to get the real version of me. I'm going to be there in the flesh. So again, head on down to El Salvador this November. If you guys are coming, I believe you can get a sneaky 10% discount off your tickets with a promo code LukeM. Okay, so again, if you want tickets, let's test this live on air. Make sure I've got that right promo code for there for you guys. So here's the ticket prices. Scroll down here to the bottom. Slap in Luke M. Let's see if that works. Redeem voucher. Okay. So it gets you a 10% discount off anything you want from Adopting Bitcoin. Any of the tickets you want to purchase. So again, come look at El Salvador for potentially a little bit of geographical sovereignty. I know so many Bitcoiners who have moved to El Salvador in the recent years because of the craziness we're seeing in Western countries, okay? Australia, Canada, you know, America, the blue states in America, oh my God. The UK, Ireland, New Zealand. I have met so many people from these Western countries in El Salvador, and it is a beacon of sovereignty, okay? So again, speaking of these countries that have gone mad, another country that has gone a little bit mad this week is, of course, Brazil. Now, Twitter users in Brazil are going to be fined a redonkulous amount of money every single day that they use Twitter. Okay, here we go. VPN users and Twitter users will be paying an $8,874 fine per day if caught. And this is pretty fascinating because up until the past couple of months, Brazil was actually one of the first countries that I planned on going in the future if I were to hypothetically have kids. They have one of the best passport programs in the world for birth tourism. And, you know, if you are popping out a baby, you could have done it in Brazil, and your baby gets the Brazilian passport and the parents get on a fast track to getting a Brazilian citizenship. So I'm going to be going live in about 5 minutes' time. As you can see, I've got a Brazilian passport in my hand. That's actually the first time I've seen that thumbnail. Producer Pam whipped it up while we're on this live stream. She's not mucking around. So I'm going to go live to be talking about all things Brazil, birth tourism, and whether I would still go to Brazil to pop out a baby, because they are one of the most popular countries in the world for people to legally go and pop out a baby there. I know lots of people go to America to do the same thing. But again, if you want to catch that live stream, join us there. Linked in the comments.